Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
BFG,
Germany.
It has recently been reported that there is an increase of sexually transmitted diseases, or STIs, amongst young people. Colonel Karen Irvin is the Deputy Director of the BFG Health Service. Is this really bad news for us in our community?
Yes and no, really. If we look at the statistics at face value, it does appear that there has been an increase. But alternatively, it could be now that testing is so much easier and much more readily available, so we're testing far more people, so you would anticipate a slight increase in positive results.
Has there been a dramatic increase within the military community?
There's far more soldiers coming forward for testing. Again, it's now very easy to carry out, and certainly it doesn't always require an intimate examination by a doctor or nurse. Some of the tests are very, very simple and can be done just with a straightforward urine sample.
So how do you know if you need to go for a test?
It may not always be immediately obvious that you have an STI, so I would recommend that anyone who is sexually active and doesn't take any precautions does have potential to become infected. And I should point out that some infections, such as chlamydia, can be present for some time without actually causing any symptoms whatsoever. So again, you may not actually know you have an infection.
And how do you go about getting tested?
Here in BFG, we have a clinic which is in Bielefeld, above the medical centre in Catterick Barracks, but we also do a remote clinic weekly in Hona every Thursday morning. Telephone numbers for the clinics are on the BFG HS website.
And what happens if an infection is found?
Well, results normally take between 5 to 7 days, and we would then contact the patient with the results. We usually check with the patient, first of all, how they wish to be contacted by the department. What I would say is that we don't send out the results. We will usually contact the patient and ask them to then contact the department. What we can do is have the patient come back to the department. They can be given the treatment there, or indeed we can do it via the medical centre if that is their preference.
And it's all completely confidential?
It is completely confidential. We would not routinely inform the primary healthcare services unless we have the patient's consent.
And what can someone do to prevent catching an STI?
Really, the simple answer is practice safe sex and use a condom, and that is across the board, whether you're here in the firm base, whether you're exercising, deployed or whatever, even if you are using another method of contraception, particularly when you have a new partner.
And that, I guess, doesn't only apply for when you're at home?
No, we have to consider when people are on leave, when they're on exercise, deployment, and particularly when people are travelling overseas. There are some countries where some infections are more prevalent than they are in the UK. And people, if they practice safe sex, then it is surely better for them.
This is Anthony Ballard for BFBS in Germany.
Your stories.
Your stories. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.